Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The moments are perishable, so let's get at it.
A discussion of what's happening around this wacky world of ours. March 31st, Friday, Doug Steffen along with award-winning Jay Kirshner. So I can say this is an award-winning program when it comes to you because you're an important cog in the wheel, but you actually are the award winner. Last year at this time, we announced that all three of the ladies that at that time were associated with the program had won a Gracie Award, which is a coveted award given to women in broadcasting at a gala. Sort of it's the same kind of thing as the Grammys. They have them in Los Angeles. And so this year, congratulations to Jay Kirshner, who has won on her own as a in the co-host category, I think. Isn't that it?
Last year they had things a little separated as host was its own category and co-host was its own category in the News Talk format.
Right.
But this year they combined them into one category that they titled News Anchor.
News Anchor.
Yeah.
Well, she certainly doesn't anchor us down. She brings us lots of reasons to spread our wings, if you will, in terms of thought. So it's good. I'm happy. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Well,
congratulations
we're not
to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's they are celebrating works by women and for women and about women. Mm-hmm. And we cover so many news topics that include that. And, Doug, you've always been really an advocate for women. You get very much so annoyed whenever there's a news story about a woman who is the first to do something, and it's like, why are we still here? It's not that it's annoying that it's the first, but it's 2023. Why is it taking this long to have a first female to do this?
Right. Yeah.
And that's really considered part of female empowerment.
Mm-hmm. So there it is. Something we'll talk about. The award is, was it May 24th? Something like that. It's a Tuesday night. I know that.
Mm-hmm. The 23rd. Yeah.
So we'll have to all charge ourselves into Washington, good Doug, into Los Angeles and have a big old time. Pictures galore. And, that's neat. It's nice. Good to have you on board. It's nice to be. I'm always optimistic about the future and what goes on. I find myself rejuvenated with our conversations every day, frankly. And so today is the same as yesterday, as the day before, in terms of how hopefully it moves all of us into a better place, even though some of the things we talk about are not all that cool. The idea is to do something, to think about something, to hear stories that maybe you're not ready to hear, you don't want to hear, and think about how that helps you to grow. No matter what your age, you grow with a moment of, wow, how about that for reality? And there are lots of those realities around, pushing through. Some of them are good, as I think about our discussion this week of artificial intelligence. And for the first time in a long time, this sort of breakthrough bothers me. Most things don't bother me. I'm not worried about Putin being stupid enough to use an atomic bomb or a nuclear bomb or some of the other things. But then I didn't see the COVID thing coming, which wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was, but it still became bad. But I didn't worry about it. I didn't think about it. I don't think artificial intelligence is good for the human race, at least to the extent that you see it now exploding on the scene. And so that's something that I do want to deal with some continuing focus. So people who listen to us anyway, the 3 million or so folks on hundreds of radio stations around the country and who listen during the day, folks who don't have a home on a radio station but listen on gooddayshow.com, there is a great deal of concern among a lot of people for the first time together about what happens with artificial intelligence. We have it sort of reminds me of Edward Teller and Oppenheimer, the two men who were responsible for the atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb, They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know what the outcome was. They didn't know what the results of their work would be. They just worked on it and came up with something that was new. And then it was pretty hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
Yeah, it quickly became weaponized.
Yeah, exactly. So at any rate, that's one of the things on the story list this week for our countdown, which we will have. You'll hear it over the state. Most of the same stations that carry this program have the Talk Radio Countdown show on over the weekend. And so that's one of the things that we will deal with for sure. Meanwhile, some good news. I guess that this, even though it involves a story around a prison, it seems that San Quentin is using a model of rehab to turn ex-cons into good neighbors. This is one of the most notorious places. Everybody knows about San Quentin, right? It's kind of like Rikers Island and Alcatraz and some of the other Leavenworth, Kansas. You know, those are the really bad places. And most people who go in there, it's a one-way ticket in, and you don't usually get out for whatever the reason. So this new method of treating the incarcerated population is new here in our country. This procedure has been adopted for rehab, aims to protect the public by turning convicts that are in San Quentin into your neighbor. Okay, I'm going to bite on this one. So many people believe prison ought to serve as punishment or as enforced rehabilitation. But the reality is that most inmates who are lucky to get out again, in fact, what's going on around just California, there are 30. Imagine, this is what's mind-boggling, the number of people who are in jail to begin with. So there are 30,000 prisoners who get released every year just from the California prison system alone. Mm-hmm. How many can grasp that? So what kind of people do you want to rejoin society? And so they turn to this project to turn prisoners out into places that allow criminals the opportunity to turn themselves into better people and good neighbors.
That, I mean, that sounds in theory like a really good plan. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. San Quentin's been around, by the way, since 1852, so you can imagine what kind of shape that place is in.
Well, they still have a gas chamber. They don't use it, but they still have one there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, anyway, Manson is there, right?
He was the most famous inmate, probably, mm-hmm. at San Quentin.
Right. So anyway, inmates have clean box showers with doors, a communal kitchen with skillets. I can hear people now who don't like the liberalism in the prison system thinking, this isn't going to work. It's another liberal trick. And we're going to put these people back out into humanity. And in fact, and I think to a point, there is a point to this, because some people are rehabbed, some people aren't. What I'd want to know about this, my question as I look at this, as I read it, as I understand it, is what in the world, what happens to the people that are not able to benefit from this program? They get out and they're just as bad as they were before. So what do you do about them? And then there are people that maybe aren't interested in having an ex-con live next to them for whatever the reason. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of people that come out that are rehabbed and are okay, and then there are plenty of people when they come out, they aren't.
Well, and some of them, they make parole, and that's how they get out. Other people, they actually served their term, and their term is done.
Yeah.
But to at least have some kind of effort in rehabilitation, because a lot of these prisoners, when it's their time to come out, they're coming out one way or another, like regardless.
Right.
Not, I shouldn't say one way or another, but they're coming out legally, but regardless.
Yeah.
And if there is a rehabilitation system set in place that maybe helps them be more of a functioning part of society and not a threat to any neighbors, why not try that route?
Yeah, but there has to be a really good safeguard. There has to be great psychological study. People need to really be understood. You need to know who it is that you're letting out. What sort of a person is this? I think there is a great detail that's necessary. I don't see it here, but I don't think we have the whole outline of what the program is all about. But the other side of it is, it's good to have this on, to have the ability to do it. I'm all for that. I think that we need that we create sometimes, though, by our attitude toward people who've been in. Some people make mistakes. Some of them are serious. Some of them you can fix. Some of them you can't. Some people pay their debt to society. There are some people who are treated much more harshly than they need to be. There are a lot of these people that are in jail for smoking pot. That's the only reason they're there. Wait, imagine how asinine that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of nonviolent crime offenders.
I don't think nonviolent criminals should be in jail at all, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Under any circumstances, I think guys like Bernie Madoff or any of these people that have ripped off companies, and they should be put to work so that they can earn back using their skills, earn back what it is that they took from society and they took from individual people. Why put them in jail? There's nothing accomplished by that. Absolutely nothing, except wasting $40,000 a year, which is the average price for keeping a single person in a jail cell around the country. $40,000 a year. So anyway, there's an interesting story there. And I'm sure that there'll be more as people watch it one way or another. I was looking at the countdown list, and most people have on their minds, many people, hearing the story about Trump and his legal battles. That's actually number two this week. He has been indicted now after 2 weeks of hammering and yammering and stammering around. And according to the history books, he is the first ex-president to be charged with something like this or anything. He made these payments in 2016 to silence, apparently, the sexual affair that he had with Stormy Daniels. And so is this something? I think pretty much whatever punishment there is that's associated with this has, in a sense, already been metered out. The public knows what this guy is all about. There is such a hard line between the pro-Trumpers and the anti-Trumpers. A hard, hard, hard line. That this is I don't see this changing anybody's mind. Other than the question will come up now whether he's entitled to run, because if he's convicted, he'll be a felon, I guess. I'm not sure what happens
possibly
to him.
Possibly. If it's escalated enough. But
right, exactly. Mm-mm. So, you know, the gasps about the indictment. No. Yeah, okay. So you can hold on to your breath now. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, get a smart water softener, lift those heavy salt bags for me.
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Lowe's knows how to get your lawn ready for spring. And right now, you can take up to $10 off select Scott's fertilizers. Plus, you can save $50 on a Craftsman 20-volt 13-inch string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now just $99. Get set for spring. Visit us in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 323 through 45. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let's see what's new in the social media world as we are focused, many of us, on the fun lives of celebrities. Hopefully these stories are fun. Most of them are. Some of them aren't so fun, but they're all about reality and trending things. So you may remember that there was an issue. Gwyneth Paltrow was in a civil trial over a ski crash involving her and a fellow named Dr. Terry Sanderson, who's a retired optometrist. So in a moment, this reminds me of Dragnet. In a moment, you'll find out the results of that trial here on Good Day.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Alright, what is going on? This is a trial, a jury trial. Gwyneth Paltrow was sued by Dr. Terry Sanderson, involved in a, what he called a hit and run.
Yes, yes. Right? Well, he originally, the original lawsuit was for $3.1 million, and then he changed the value to $300,000. So that right there is a red flag.
Yeah.
And he, what he said is that she plowed into him and then just kind of kept on her way. It was like a hit-and-run accident. He suffered life-altering injuries. She later countersued him for a symbolic $1, and then, of course, plus the legal fees and right, her attorney fees and all of that. And she was saying that she was the one that was plowed into. He hit her from behind, and she called it a full-body blow. She was shaken up and upset. She only suffered relatively minor injuries, but that she was actually not at fault for this accident. He was. And the jury unanimously decided that, yeah, 100%, he was the one that was actually at fault.
in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It looks like it didn't take much time to go through this. But, you know, this is what happens sometimes when celebrities are involved in things like this. People automatically see dollar sign. Okay. And so if they have a lawyer says, yeah, let's go get her. We'll fix her. We'll get her money. And she said, okay, I'm not going to take this, and didn't. So she's an interesting character, wasn't it? You know, I think Chuck and I and you were talking about her the other day. Into the realm of how much money do people have. Maybe it was at dinner I was talking to somebody. I don't remember now, but her name came up because of her connection sort of to television and movie royalty. Her mother is... and her father was Ken Howard, I think, right? Bruce Paltrow. That's right. That's why she's Gwyneth Paltrow. But I think afterwards, somehow or other, Ken Howard was involved in that family at one point in time or another. But anyway, she said that she didn't, she wasn't going to go after him for the injuries, but she then did because he pushed the point.
Yeah, so, I made these meritless claims, and she had to defend herself against him.
Yeah, yeah. So at any rate, listen, good. Okay, that's settled.
Yeah.
One more thing. Let's check that one off. This part of the program has been brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. And our easy-to-use mobile app is super-duper. So learn more about it. Check it out at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Now, 28 after the hour here on the Friday Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an attention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury yesterday and is expected to turn himself in on Tuesday.
The U.S. Secret Service is now working out details with New York authorities about transporting former President Trump to Manhattan to face criminal charges. The law enforcement agency says it's working with state authorities and Trump's lawyers to provide for a safe surrender, and that its role is transportation and personal protection. They are not taking part in Trump's arrest. Trump has released a statement saying he's completely innocent. His lawyers and major Republican figures are calling his indictment a political attack. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
Turkey's parliament yesterday approved Finland's NATO membership, clearing the way for the Nordic country to join the alliance. Today is World Eiffel Tower Day, recognizing the Paris Monument. Lance Pryne, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of the day is to me, Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
Hello, Doug, Jay. Just wanted to say I enjoy the show. I've listened to Doug for years now, and I enjoy the Good Day Health show and all the good things you put on. And I just want to tell you to keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing you every day. In fact, I'm listening to you right now.
That'd have been better if we didn't have such loud music over it. Why don't you kill the music and play that again? James, we didn't need any music there. Let's try that again so that we can have the benefit of that gentleman's nice comments for all of us. This is take two on praise for Good Day.
Hello, Doug and Jay. Just wanted to say I enjoy the show. I've listened to Doug for years now, and I enjoy the Good Day Health show and all the good things you put on. And I just want to tell you to keep up the good work, and I look forward to hearing you every day. In fact, I'm listening to you right now.
How about them apples? All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That's good. We always like that. Praise is good. Reality is good. If you're sore at us for something, I heard from some people through email this week, and I think I mentioned it actually when I was talking about Trump and DeSantis and some of these other characters in not such a positive light. Ah, these people are going to turn you off. So my response to that was, did they turn the radio up when I dissed? What's her face?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, yeah. So, it's the turnabout is fair play, if you will. It's interesting what people hear, that's for sure. Interesting what people wear, interesting what people think. People are just interesting, right? If you go through our language and understand what it is. Imagine, speaking of that, I was looking at a treatise prepared by a fellow who had adopted a youngster who came from, I'm not remembering the country and it's not important to the story, but this person, this young person, 8 years old, I think he was German, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, is the father and mother trying to teach them, this youngster, English. And the English is probably the hardest language we think. When we look at Chinese, to us, that would be the hardest language to understand, or maybe Arabic.
Right? Anything that has different letters.
Yes.
But when it comes to the English language, we have so many rules, and those rules are made to be broken.
Right.
We have words that, the way they're spelled, they look like they would rhyme, and they don't.
Yeah.
Other words that are the exact same for singular and plural. It's just complete chaos.
Yeah, it is. So it's hard to learn. Congratulations to that fellow and that family. Working, first of all, for adopting a youngster rather than having there's so many babies that are around that are on the adoption circuit, some American babies and babies from around the world. I think that's the way to go when it comes to dealing with some of the issues that surround the questions of birth control, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at the Good Day download overview. Every day, Jay prepares the highlights of the program. So yesterday, which is the fodder for the Good Day download right now at gooddayshow.com, we were talking about that United Airlines flight that had a problem and went back to Houston, and how not necessarily, you know, when you look at the relative degrees of things, it's always about degrees and the way the news media reports it. If the plane had had a horrible, real, serious problem, it would have landed in an airport much, you know, it was out an hour, and then it came back. It took an hour to get back to Houston. So, you know, it's not like the plane was probably going to hit the road, but or hit something else. Anyway, there's also a story we talk about flying of a veteran pilot helping a young person who was learning how to fly landing after. No, she had her license though, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, this was her third solo flight, and she lost her landing gear.
Yep. So there's somebody helped her down. Drew Barrymore talked a lot about her body being paramenopausal and hot flashes and stuff. That was kind of a cool conversation. I like that. The approval of Narcan for over-the-counter use by the FDA. Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks teaming up for the Academy of Country Music Awards. That was discussed as well. Dr. Ken talking about preventing heart disease and health news that comes from him every week. That's all part of the Good Day download and his own program, Good Day Health. Catch that. Oh, so all of this stuff is here. I get a kick out of it when I get on a plane like I will later on this afternoon, and American Airlines has now a new slogan, "We do all of this for you," which is a load of crap because they don't do it for us. They do it so they get a paycheck every week. Mm-hmm. And why they are silly enough to think whoever the advertising genius was that came up with that needs to probably go shovel some manure in my barn, because that's all it is. It's shoveling manure. And so anyway, the reason I bring that up is because I'm thinking about all of the stuff that we do. And ultimately, yeah, the benefit is to you, the conversation that we have. Do we gain from it? Yeah, we have gainful employment. But it's also something that, you know, the way we do it and the things that I have decided over the years to talk about and to focus on that will be helpful, that are part of the Good Day program, like our food, family, and farm discussions that we have. But the health things are important, too. So anyway, that's what we're all about here. Check it out, gooddayshow.com. You can get the podcast, the conversations every week. wherever you get your podcasts, wherever things are streaming, right? Help yourself. Okay, so let's see what we can come up with. Another good story about a mother and a sister found a man on a Texas beach this week after he had been gone, been missing for 18 months. Wow.
Yeah, the person, loved one.
Yeah. Harley McCourt has been reunited with his family after he was found unharmed on the beach in Galveston. Huh. So where was he? What was he doing? He'd been they obviously posted missing person report on this. He didn't have his phone. He left, and nobody knew where he went. But this guy, is it a problem with his mind?
That's one of the things that wasn't exactly listed in the story. There's some mental health struggles, and a lot of families go through this where their loved one just leaves and they're looking for them, and they don't know if they have died or if they are living on the streets, what's going on.
Yep.
And fortunately, his mom and his sister were able to find him. Their search paid off.
A lot of work. Yeah, right. They did. And so and that's good. It's one of those stranger than life, right? Truer than true, as it were. All right, here's a note from, the biggest story in Kentucky today is the crash of the Black Hawk helicopter there. 9 people are dead. 2 of these helicopters collided during routine training. This happens not frequently, but it seems to me we can find over the history of these helicopters and training missions that they, there's a problem like once a year, it seems to me.
It was one Black Hawk helicopter that went down in Alabama on the Alabama Interstate Highway.
Right. That was very recently. I remember that. But I'm talking about them actually crashing in an exercise.
Yeah.
In this circumstance. And it's not, you look at all of the reports and you wonder how in the world how does this happen in the modern day of being able to, it doesn't happen with airplanes. Well, I suppose it does to a point. There are more examples of that problem on the ground, right? More recently we've had those problems on the ground. And now speaking of that, there's another train wreck. Someplace. Where did I see there's a train wreck somewhere that occurred in overnight? No, it wasn't overnight.
Late afternoon.
Day yesterday. Yeah, right, exactly. Do you remember where it was?
Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota, that's it, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train.
Too much concentration.
Ethanol and corn syrup, and it was in a rural part of Minnesota. The people had to be evacuated.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the car's caught fire. It's dangerous stuff.
And so what are they doing about getting to the bottom of all of this stuff? You hear all the stories and you see no action. Nothing that people should be, because there are a lot of people that like to ride the train. I love riding the train. So do you feel safe getting on a train with all these other things happening to freight trains? I wouldn't have thought that'd be good for business, one way or the other. Turkey. Say that again, Doug. Twerky? I think that's what I said, right? Did I say twerky?
Twerky.
The Turks have approved Finland's bid to join NATO, which was the last hurdle to them becoming members of NATO. Now, the Russians are really going to be upset. They didn't want Finland in there at all because Finland is their neighbor. What's the matter with me? Twerky, and then I was going to say Finland? Anyway, the Russians are not happy about that. And so, you know, what I'm more interested, that's good, but what's going on with that American reporter for the Wall Street Journal who's accused of espionage, arrested, was it yesterday or the day before? So he has been put in isolation so that no one can talk to him. Nobody can get into him. We still have an embassy in Russia, I think. It's not closed. Is it? Do we have it? Yeah, I think we still have
and the journalist was accused of trying to gain access to classified information, which journalists tend to do.
They do. Right. He may be guilty of what they're charging him
with. Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's a spy.
No. Uh-uh. I'm looking at reports of the people who want to get Trump also like to get Jared Kushner, who is his son-in-law, married to Ivanka, comes from a very wealthy real estate family in New Jersey. And apparently, Kushner has, when Trump was president, there's now, so see, here's another. Let's go get Trump. Let's find whatever we can find. All these guys trade in the same thing. So his son-in-law made a lot of money making deals with the United Arab Emirates and with Qatar. Hundreds of millions of dollars were invested by them into Kushner's equity firm, his private equity firm. Okay, so does that tie to Trump? Is the fact that Hunter Biden's son up to his Mickey with stuff in the Chinese, is that tied to his father? You think the father didn't know about it? No. Of course they knew about it. So what is that? Does that mean automatically they're crooked? It's a question, right? Mm-hmm. But when you get into these high-level, these circles of power and influence, there's all kinds of, you know, dirty stuff going on. You help me and I'll help you.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it is, not only in politics, but in business in general.
And I think that's why they're so oftentimes guilty just by association, because a lot of times people are in cahoots kind of with each other. Other times somebody knows a situation is going on. They're just choosing to look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's smoke, there's oftentimes fire. And so somebody who's probably has no part with anything, again, guilty by association in all circumstances.
Yeah. So there is a wild weather afoot. For those of you across the Midwest today, parts of the South, thunderstorms, high winds, tornadoes forecast all across that region. From sort of Mississippi is the focal point, and it sort of spirals out from there. So it's, if you're traveling in those areas, probably maybe if you plan to go into those areas today, you might stay out and take your trip tomorrow. I would say, what's the old business? A word to the wise is sufficient. Let's hope that's so. Be safe. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks. No matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried to down your rinse and refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on the farm front. Some focus here. The situation for National Farm Workers Day on the Farm Food Family section of our program. Farm laborers have had over the course of time a pretty tough time on the fields. Men and women early on were slaves, basically, captured by force. Go back to the 1600s, plantation owners, like some of the leaders of our country, frankly, who needed more farm workers, they started enslaving African immigrants. And there was no hope for them to get free. When the American Revolution came around, 20% of the population were African-American farm slaves. Do you believe that? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
And so as we became more focused on farming, the culture of farm slavery and the slave trade took hold. And it wasn't until the Civil War that the end was put to this. And it really didn't come to an end there. We still have had, we didn't have slavery, but we had blacks put aside, marginalized, and still do, frankly, in some places, even today. So the farm workers, however, after slavery was over, there were a lot of, on the West Coast, there were a lot of Chinese coolies that did farm work and slavery. They worked on the railroads and things like that. And then it became Mexican. The immigration shifted to people from Mexico. So anyway, this is something as we look at National Farm Workers. This is a day paying homage to the efforts of those who work on our farms, not the family farms necessarily, although there is a lot of migrant work, there certainly is, on farms, even the size of my farm size. So a day to think about those people and what they mean to our food supply, much as anything else. Okay, here we have this same thing. Jay and I were talking a few minutes ago about the train carrying ethanol and corn syrup. A lot of things, the Burlington Northern train carrying ethanol. It was all farm and related, the corn syrup, that sort of thing, all farm stuff. So this is a small town about 100 miles west of Minneapolis, Raymond, Minnesota, where this took place. And so, yeah, again, another one of these. A lot of cars went off the track. But because of the nature of the load, there's not much danger, even though a lot of people were removed from their homes.
Yeah, well, once it caught fire,
Right.
But all right. You need to look at the tracks, figure out what is happening. Why does this keep happening?
Yeah. And why is it taking so long? Where's leadership? Hello, ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Anybody home in Washington? Doesn't seem like it. Costco has recalled millions and millions of cans of Kirkland Cold Brew because of metal in the... This is coffee. This is a coffee product. And so there's foreign material in it. So if you've gone to Costco this week and have bought Kirkland Cold Brew, you better bring it back. Manufactured by Burner Foods in Dakota, Illinois. This is a posting on the FDA website. Recall was the product was distributed in Georgia, New Jersey, California, Maryland, Michigan, Illinois, Washington, Arizona, Utah, Florida, Colorado, Texas, and Minnesota. So bring it back and get your money back and then some. IHOP. Woohoo! That's it. Remember, the best line, people won't remember this, but I do. The best line when George Bush, the father, was running against Bill Clinton for the presidency, there was a debate. And because Bill Clinton didn't have any foreign policy experience, when the question came up by a reporter, well, tell us about your foreign policy, before Bush answered for himself, he said all Bill Clinton knows is what he's found out at the International House of Pancakes. It was a great line, and everybody in the audience laughed, and Clinton didn't know how to... For a change, Clinton was really usually very good at coming back from stuff, but he couldn't. There was nothing to say after that. It was just that everybody laughed. I think Clinton even laughed, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so IHOP, what's going on? They're going to roll out a new menu... More than a dozen new food items, drink items, that sort of thing. This happens next Monday. A couple of years ago, because of COVID, they sort of simplified their menu. This is an IHOP in Framingham that I go to every once in a while with the guys. It's kind of fun. I like going in there just because I think I've always liked the idea of IHOP. So they have new items for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Eggs
and they're
Benedict.
Bringing back a favorite, the Dennis Stack pancakes that apparently a lot of people were really upset
where'd they go?
Left, but they're being reintroduced again.
Bring them back. So go to IHOP on Monday. This is a free ad for IHOP. Go check them out. A lot of things happen on this program that are free. Free advice, free stories about what can you have for breakfast. It's all here. And check out the American Family Farmer, which is connected to our website, Food, Farm, and Family. Find out what's going on farms, small farms, family farms all around.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.